We don't see a space between us and our conscience. We don't. But indeed, there is a space. We don't see a space between our beliefs and knowing. This is the biggest problem. But indeed, there is a space. And it's only in that clarity can you recognize, oh, that was just my belief. But now I know. That was just my idea. But now I understand. Oh, that problem, that's not me. This is what happens. I am alive, and I'm grateful to be alive. Grateful. To really feel the gratitude, to really understand what gratitude is. And I feel free. Free from all those bondages that I have created for myself. Those bondages are not ugly. That's the problem with them. They're very alluring. They're very pretty. Oh yeah, let me tie this, you know, on my foot, and on my foot, and on my foot, and on my foot. And the next thing you know, you try to fly, and it's like, no, you're not going anywhere. Stay here. There's a beautiful saying. You don't need to learn how to fly. You just need to cut the bondages. Just cut the bondages. A bird will figure out how to fly. This is in its nature. But if you want the bird to fly, remove it from the cage. That's all you have to do. It'll figure it out. It'll figure it out. Even if the bird's wings are clipped, they'll grow back. Because you have to keep clipping them. They'll grow back. And the bird will figure out how to fly because it is in its nature. But it cannot fly if it's in a cage. In your very nature, you possess the power to fly. Yesterday I was talking about the Gnostics. And this is what they said. That the spark of the divine is in every human being. That divine, that by its very nature is supremely clear. The very nature, opposite of confusion. The embodiment of clarity. The embodiment of light. The embodiment of fulfillment. The embodiment of an answer. And that is within every single human.